Your podcast audio sucks. And after 1,000 hours of podcasting, I found one tactic that will help you level up your audio and make it sound pro instantly, even if you're using Apple earphones. I've recorded over 50 episodes using this tactic, interviewing some of the world's leading performers and high achievers, including SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell. And after watching this video, I promise you, with this tactic, you'll turn your terrible, echoey, Zoom call sounding audio into clean, studio, crisp sound wherever you're recording. Even if you're recording from your bedroom, like I am, with a $150 USB microphone, or if you're using your AirPods, probably even outside, you can get results using this tactic. So in this video, I'm going to show you the exact software you need to use, the how to use it, and some microphones that you can buy to improve your audio by coupling it with this software, and then also some other tactics that I've used to enhance my audio and make sure I'm getting it right, recording it in the moment so you don't have to do a lot of post-processing afterwards. So the most important thing to take away from this video is download Descript. What is Descript? So Descript is a AI-enhanced editing software. Basically, think of it as almost like DaVinci Resolve or Adobe Premiere Pro, but it's fully AI-enhanced. And why does this matter? Because if you're just starting out your podcast and you're recording in your bedroom, it's super echoey, you're not using the best microphone, maybe you're only even using your phone as a microphone, which you can do with this tactic, by the way, so don't worry if you're starting off at that level. Your audio is going to sound trash. And the number one problem beginner podcasters have is bad audio. So with this software, in one button, you can turn your terrible, disgusting audio into clean, crisp, studio sounding audio wherever you're recording. The feature on this is on the right-hand side panel. It's called Studio Sound. And what you do is literally just drag your recorded episode file into the Descript editing suite, press Studio Sound, and then a few minutes later, it will create clean, crisp audio for you. What it does is it removes the background noise, it normalizes the audio, it reduces the echo and increases the volume and clarity of your voice and audio. So let me tell you a story, and this is one of the best pieces of evidence I've found and one of the best results I've got from using Descript Studio Sound AI feature. I interviewed Bertie Gregory, who's a Nat Geo filmmaker, and he's one of my absolute heroes. He's got like 1 million followers on Instagram, like 4 Disney Plus shows that he presents, and they're about him filming wildlife. He's awesome. And he was using his Apple earphones. And if you do remote pro podcasts like I do, a lot of your guests are going to be using really bad microphones. That's just how it works if you're not recording in a studio, which is fine, because what I did is I went into Descript and pressed Studio Sound, and it went from like sounding like it was being recorded through a bottle, like echoey, like Zoom recording. I'm sure you've been on like a Zoom or Teams meeting with like your boss or a teacher or something, and their audio is just crunkly and disgusting. It's horrible. That's what his audio sounded like. And then I pressed this one button and it went from sounding horrid to sounding like it was in the studio. It was the most insane contrast ever. And imagine how long it would have taken you and me to mix, to level, to remove background noise manually with no audio editing experience. Or imagine how much it would have cost you in money, not just time, to find someone and hire someone to do all of that for you. This is the age of AI. If we leverage AI and use stuff like Descript, with one click of a button and 2 minutes later, you've completely removed that entire process and all that money wasted on an audio mixer. And this is ideal if you're just starting out your show from scratch, because you don't have a lot of time, you don't have a lot of money, and you don't have a pro studio with all the good sounding equipment in. So by completely streamlining this process with one click of a button, your audio sounds great. It's completely fixed. And if you don't believe me, listen to my podcast episodes and the audio sounds great, and it's from remote calls, and often the guests are using their laptop microphone, which is even worse than their AirPods. If I could show you the before versus after, it's absolutely insane. Just promise me, I want you to try it out yourself, because you'll get such a surge of dopamine from listening to your crap audio and then pressing that button, and then a few minutes later, hearing the difference, and then turning the button off, listening to it before, and then turning back on, listening to it after. It's such a satisfying feeling, and it just saves you so much money and time. So that is the first most important thing that you need to do to fix your audio with one button. Don't listen to all these other gurus who will try and teach you how to do it yourself, or hire a audio editor that will cost like $1 million an hour. Just get Descript. How much does it cost? Because this is unreal software. It's obviously going to cost a bit of money, because that means it's worth it. Also, don't use Adobe's podcast audio thing. I've heard people use that. It's fucking shit. It's trash. Don't use it. This is way better. It's $25 a month. And you might be thinking, well, $25 a month just to make the studio sound better. How much do you think a audio mixer would cost you? At least 2 times, 4 times, 10 times more than that a week, let alone a month. And what else do you get for this price? Well, you also get, by the way, I'm not fucking sponsored, so don't think this is an ad read. I genuinely use this for every single episode. You get not just the AI studio sound software, but you also get the clips, which I'll talk about in a future video. And you also, it turns your podcast into short form content, which can help you go viral, which happened to me. I used one of these clips and it got 1 million views on TikTok and on Instagram within the first like 4 weeks of trying this software out and starting my podcast. It also removes filler words, word gaps, so much other stuff, which I talk about in other videos and on my step-by-step pro remote podcast blueprint. First link in the description for that. So I won't go on about it. Now, let's just talk about the audio. So with one click of a button, you can literally transform your audio from disgusting to amazing. Why wouldn't you get this software just for that feature? It's absolutely insane. So as a quick bonus, there's also another software that you can use, which I'm literally using right now to record my audio, and that is Riverside.fm. If you're just starting your podcast, you have no studio, you live in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, and you don't have a lot of time and resources, the best way to get guests on your show is to record remotely. And you might be thinking, oh, I will use Teams and Zooms, but they're absolutely trash. Don't use them to record your podcast episodes. Why? Because they're not made for podcasting. They're just made for meetings. The audio quality is going to be terrible. The video quality is going to be terrible. If it crashes, you're absolutely cooked. You're not going to have any of the files. It just isn't good. It's just for peasants and terrible podcasters. What I would use instead is Riverside FM. And how does this relate to audio? Well, let me relate it to audio rather than just running through why you should use this. Let me go specific with the audio. So it also has AI enhanced audio as well. So when you're recording between you and your guest, it records separate audio tracks. So if their audio gets fucked or your audio gets fucked, then it will have it two separately. So if it was as one and one of your audio stopped working, that would be way harder to fix. But because you get separate tracks, it makes it so much easier to like fix it and edit it. And the Magic Audio isn't as good as Descript, but because they're different AI algorithms, using both of them will turn your audio from like really good to like insanely good. And it's just super easy to record your audio. So what I'm doing right now is I have this USB microphone connected to my laptop, and then I have my camera, and I'm recording the audio directly into my laptop, so I don't have to buy a fancy audio interface, which costs like hundreds of pounds. I don't have to, you know, do it on a separate app that is like really bad and it's just trash and just like won't enhance the audio at all. And I'll just put them both together in post-production, which I show in my remote blueprint, top link in the description for that, like the step-by-step of how you can streamline this process. But it's super easy. It's so good for remote episodes. And it's an all-in-one recording and editing software, because you can also edit it like in Descript. Again, it's not as good as the script for editing, but if you're super tight on a budget, this is £20 a month. And if you can't afford both the script and Riverside FM, I would just recommend getting Riverside if you need to record, edit, and fix your audio all in one place. So that's a little bonus point. And I use it for every single YouTube video and every single podcast episode to record my audio. And it also records your laptop webcam footage. So if you don't have a camera and you don't want to use your iPhone, then you can literally record and your audio and video all from your laptop. So it just makes it so much easier. It just combines it all together. There'll be loads of tips from these like fake podcast gurus that will tell you to get all these different equipment and like rent out a whole studio and buy this audio interface and get a separate camera. But you want it to be streamlined and simple as possible, because if it's too hard to edit and fix your audio and start your podcast from scratch, then you're not going to be motivated to do it. So this is like the most simple and effective way to do it. So Riverside FM is also great for audio. All you have to do is click the magic audio high quality button, and then you just export it, and then you have great audio. I would also recommend putting that audio into the script, because sometimes it doesn't sound great, but it always sounds great after doing the studio sound in the script. So you've got the software and you know how to fix your audio, but what microphones would you use to record the audio in the first place? My controversial take is, if you're super broke and you still want to start a podcast, then use Apple earphones as your microphone. I'm sure you've seen those short form contents where someone's literally just holding the Apple earphone mic and speaking into it. And it doesn't sound terrible. I mean, it does sound a bit bootstrap, but that can always help. Sorry. Yeah, it can always have its own vibe to it. But if you're trying to do a pro podcast from your bedroom or from scratch, you still want it to sound good, because audio is the most important aspect of a podcast. Podcasts are becoming more visual, so you need to be posting on YouTube and recording video. But the fundamental is the audio must be good, because it still is mainly a listenable medium. And people do watch, but they mainly listen, because they'll be on the go, they'll be on a run, they'll be on a treadmill, they'll be walking their dog. They're not going to be sat there just like walking their dog like that. They're going to have their earphones in and they're going to be listening. So audio is still super important. So how do you turn your Apple earphone or your iPhone voice memo audio into something that sounds pro? Like I said, you literally just record on Riverside using your that microphone as the audio recorder. You literally just click that. It's super easy. Once you download Riverside, you'll know exactly what to do. And then you'll export that. But first you need to turn it into Magic Audio, which will enhance it a little bit. And then you'll put it into Descript and press Studio Sound. A few minutes later, boom, you'll have this insanely good audio compared to the audio that was raw and initially recorded. Let me give you an example of when I've actually had to do this. So I was using Apple earphones when I did my interview with one of the best photographers of all time, Albert Watson. He's photographed every celebrity you can imagine. And my microphone audio sounded too quiet for him, so I switched to my Apple earphones, which I was just using to listen to him. And he said it was much better. He could hear me. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to record this with this Apple earphone microphone and hope for the best. And I ended up going through that process. So exporting it as Magic Audio on Riverside and then turning it into Studio Sound on the script. And I ended up getting away with it. I ended up being able to have good enough and almost great audio for what it was beforehand in my interview with Albert Watson. And if you've listened to that episode, I'm sure you don't even realize the difference between the audio from that episode and other episodes where I was using some really high quality expensive microphones. So Descript Studio Sound is an absolute lifesaver. Whatever microphone you're using, it will turn that into an awesome sounding audio. And if you're recording from an echoey bedroom like I am right now, it will completely transform it into something that will stop you from having audio problems forever. It's almost one of the first hurdles you have to get over as a beginner podcaster, is fixing your audio. And using Descript's Studio Sound and clicking one button, your audio goes from sounding terrible to actually really high quality. So if you want to get one thing from this video, is use Descript's audio, studio sound, and your podcast will sound pro in no time. Why does it matter? More people will listen. They'll listen for longer. And if they listen for longer, you'll get more views. If you get more views and more of an audience, more guests will want to come on. It will turn into a snowball effect. The better your audio, the more views you get, the more audience you get, the better guests you get, the more your show grows. It's as simple as that. And with one click of the Script Studio Sound, you can achieve that. So what other mics do you use if you don't want to use your Apple earphones or your AirPods and you have a bit of money to spend? Medium budget would be the microphone I'm using, or another one, both by Rode. The one I'm using right now is the Rode NT USB Mini. It's about $150. It's solid USB, plug it into your laptop. That's all you need to do to record high quality audio, obviously with the Descript Studio Sound feature combined together. And the slightly less expensive one, it's about £80 or $100, is the Rode NT USB Mini, which is, you know, like half the size of this microphone and is just as good, super lightweight, will get you results if you combine it with the Descript audio. But the slightly more expensive, but the absolute game changer that a lot of podcasters that you listen to, including myself, usually use, is the Shure SM7B. That's S-H-U-R-E, Shure SM7B. And it's so good. It's a dynamic microphone, proper like studio one, where you have to buy an XLR cable and connect it into an audio interface. So that's a bit of a drawback, because if you're just starting your own show and you're on a slight budget, then you probably don't want to break the bank doing this. I think the Shure is about £300 to £500. The audio interface I normally use with it is a Scarlett Focusrite 4i4. And basically what that does is it acts as a middleman between the microphone and your computer, because you can't directly plug these pro microphones into your laptop or computer. But obviously we want to do that if we're recording solo, we don't have a studio. So what you'd do is you'd get the Shure SM7B, you'd get an XLR cable which connects to the audio interface, and then that audio interface will have a USB which connects into your laptop. So it's a slightly more complex, but still really fucking simple setup. But the audio interface costs £100, which isn't too bad. But then the Shure also costs about £300, £400. So if you want to be light, nimble, and resourceful, I would just get a USB microphone and combine that with the studio sound and the Script. If you want to be even more tight, and if you're on a super low budget, then just use an AirPod or Apple earphone microphone. And in terms of how far away you should be from your microphone, if you can be, try and be like a knuckle away, and you want it below your chin. So you want it to be about here, or like two knuckles away. I'm slightly further away right now, just because I'm in a quite cramped setup and I don't have a long microphone stand. I just have a little stand, so I've had to stack some books on, and I'm still close enough to the microphone. It's still fine, but you can, if you want to be a bit closer, that'll help the Script, because it means you'll have to do less work on your audio and it'll be less echoey. But again, with the Script Studio Sound, if you're at least 2-3 knuckles away, it's going to be able to fix your audio in no time, even if you're in an echoey room. So it's super good. So you have learned the exact tactic to turn your audio from disgusting, echoey, and terrible into studio sounding clean, crisp, and that is using Descript's Studio Sound button, and it will completely transform your audio. You'll never have to worry about audio ever again. And the best software to record audio into your laptop directly and get guests remotely is Riverside FM. I'm currently not sponsored by either of these two brands. It's generally just the stuff I use every episode and what I'm using right fucking now. So if you want a step-by-step blueprint of how to exactly use these software the best way possible and learn from all my mistakes and failures that I've gone through during this process of creating my own pro remote podcast, and you want literally a screen record video of the chronological step-by-step process of what to do, and you also want every other step explained and shown for you to grow your podcast from scratch, even from your bedroom, and be able to secure high-end guests and get millions of viral social media views like I have in the last few months, then my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint is exactly for you. You'll also be able to join live weekly calls with me where I give you personalized feedback on exactly what you need to do to improve your show. And you'll also be joining a community of ambitious podcasters who will help you grow and get you results super, super fast. And you'll also have some friends who are like-minded, because let's be real, if you're starting your own podcast, you are special. You are an outlier, because most people don't even think to start a podcast, or they don't take the first step. So top link in the description for that, and I'll hopefully see you in the community. By the way, I've just made it. So if you're watching this, it's probably half price right now still. And the first 25 members get it half price. As soon as it goes past 25 members in the community, it will double in price and then double after that. So if you're quick, you'll get it at completely reduced price, and I'll be ramping the price up very, very soon. So hopefully see you there. Goodbye.